ABC Radio Melbourne. You're listening to Virginia Trioli.
And the way that this story has kicked on since the Sheffield Shield match was abandoned after 40 overs over the weekend is that the chief of Perth's stadium there is pushing to have the Boxing Day test relocated to Perth. Nice try, but of course, I guess you kick them when they're down. And things are very much down over there at the MCG. Peter Roach is the head of cricket operations over there at Cricket Australia, and to talk to you now about the state of the pitch. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on board. Okay, so how did it come to this? How has the pitch been established to be so poor and so dangerous?
Well, the MCG has been on a journey for a couple of years. There was a poor test match there a couple of years ago where it got a low average rating from the ICC for having no life, no excitement for fans. So it's been on a journey. What we've seen this year is two really good Sheffield Shield wickets to start the year. And we've seen seam, and we've seen pace, and we've seen bounce, and they're the characteristics we've been searching for. The curator on this occasion tried to push that a little bit further to see whether we could get some more seam, pace, and bounce.
And you certainly did.
Yeah, we got it a bit wrong. You got it a bit wrong, and we saw what we saw, which we're disappointed in. Yep. But what we do know, and what he now knows, is how far he can push this pitch, and we're really confident that he'll look back on those first two games now and replicate that work on Boxing Day, and we'll see some significant improvements on previous years.
I do not mean to sound smart aleck with this observation, but I would have thought a pitch curator at a level acceptable for the MCG would know to what extent you could push or not push a pitch to get a result that ended up with the match actually being abandoned. I mean, that's a little amateur, isn't it?
Again, we're disappointed and they're disappointed with that. But what we're doing, what we've been doing, what they've been on the path of doing is seeing what this pitch can create. And we're dealing here with a drop-in wicket. We're dealing with circumstances, with weather. It's a difficult job, these curators, not just this curator, but the curators around the countries have got in terms of how far they can push their wicket to get what outcome. They're unique surfaces, it's played outside, it's unpredictable. The more he's been there 2 years, some of our great curators have been at grounds for 30 years. So with experience at different venues comes better preparation techniques. And again, what we do know is that we've got a flat pitch ready for Boxing Day that'll show some renewed life after what we've seen in those early Shield games. The issue with this pitch wasn't that it was uneven in terms of its preparation. The issue was...
So it wasn't divots or anything like that?
Yeah, well, there was divots, but the issue from the divots was because of the moisture that was left in the wicket.
Yeah.
And as the wicket dried, it dried inconsistently, which created...
So it was divots.
Which, when the divots dried, created the uneven bounce. So it was a moisture issue. That moisture was put in, as it always is, by every curator around the country to try and get the ideal moisture. They record what moisture level that is, and in this case, there was too much moisture left in. So the curator's now got a very clear range of moisture levels he needs to achieve to create a good, safe cricket pitch. And again, reverting back to those early Shield games, the moisture levels there he had,
sure,
what he now knows is correct.
But if they were prepared in the same way, then it follows logically that your other strips had the same levels of moisture and therefore have dried with the same series or topography, if you like, of those divots, yes?
The other pitches had a lower moisture level.
Okay. They were prepared differently.
This one was, if we put a little bit more moisture in, could we get some more seam movement across those early sessions of the match? So a little bit more moisture was left in, and what we've learned and the curators learn is clearly there comes a point at the MCG on those wickets where you can't, you reach a certain level of moisture. Mm. This game has been the best example that we can't cross. So we now, move back to those moisture level readings, those early matches. It's a big science, these curators work too.
And do you reckon you might lose the Boxing Day test to Perth?
Yes, I see there's a bit of media around that at the moment. What we do know is the MCG Boxing Day test is iconic. It's an institution. It is more than a match. It brings not just cricket in Australia together, but around the world. It's an iconic match.
Yeah. But could you lose it to Perth?
The match is not locked into Melbourne, but we also...
Oh, it's not.
It's a terrific venue and it's hosted successful Boxing Day tests. It gets great crowds, and I'm sure it will this year with New Zealand.
But it's not locked into Melbourne. So if Cricket Australia got a better offer, it could go elsewhere.
Lots of factors come into play with where we play our games. Mm. Again, what we do know is that it's in this year at the Boxing Day and is in Melbourne, and we look forward to that.
That's not a promise for the future, Peter Roach, is it?
Not a promise that I can make, Virginia, unfortunately. What I do know is my job is to produce the best, help the MCC to give them whatever support we can to produce a great test wicket, and that's what we're trying to do.
Good to talk to you, Peter. Good luck.
Thank you.
Peter Roach there, Head of Cricket Operations at Cricket Australia, not locked in to Melbourne. That puts a bit of a shiver down the spine, doesn't it?